Let us pray. O gracious and most holy God, thank you for welcoming us in your community, in your house of worship. And now may the words that I speak and the meditations of our own hearts always be pleasing and always be acceptable unto you. For you are my Lord, you are my rock, and you are my holy and gracious Redeemer. Amen. Well, good morning. When I look at the scripture this morning, I realize that the scripture expressed fresh expressions of faith. Well, number one is the calling of the disciples. And the second expression of faith is, what does it mean? What are the job descriptions of the disciples? And the third, and I think the most important part, is the joy of welcoming not only the disciples, but the joy of welcoming all of those who come into contact with the disciples. And so when I think of the image of Jesus, he always presents to me as someone with authority. And we know what the scripture says. The scripture says, well, he's the way, the truth, and the life. And it has been from the very beginning the compass of the church. And so anything that deviates from the image is perceived as a suspect. It is perceived as something other than what the intention of God is all about. And that is why when I think of the scripture, and especially those who continue to haunt and sometimes to shadow Jesus, you know, I think they were very good at what they were doing. And the term I think that we use today is trolling. You know, I think that's the term that they're using. Or trying to get a rise out of someone. Forcing an individual to respond to personal attacks or innuendos. Jesus, we know from the very beginning, was an important force to reckon with. And then, in spite of the many personal attacks thrown at him, he turns it around. And instead, he offers a blessing. And he explained the scripture in every way so that in every conversation, people have experienced the abundance of blessing that comes from Jesus. And Jesus was called, for example, the master of the house of Beelzebub. Now, that's a very strong condemnation for that community, especially for the Jewish people. Because in that context, the people who were following Jesus were saying, well, Jesus belongs to the house of Ekron. Now, Ekron was one of the deities in that Mediterranean world. And that deity is always aligned with the adversary of Jesus. And it is no surprising that when Jesus started to talk to his disciples, Jesus said, well, you belong to me. The kingdom that I have is not of this world. The kingdom that I am offering to you is the kingdom of light and grace. So Jesus, once again, was able to turn this very difficult experience and instead bless the people with words of welcome. Because according to Jesus, Jesus was not looking at this sacred relationship only in a very narrow way. There is a welcoming spirit. And one of the illustration to bring this home, for example, is when Jesus was walking around and he saw a fig tree and it did not bear any fruit. You see, in the New Testament, the threshold is 3 years. So if nothing can come out of that ground for a period of 3 years, it is the responsibility of the landowner, of the farmer, to cut it down. But Jesus, when he saw the farmer ready to cut it down, said, well, give it another year. Give it another year and see what happens after you give it more time. So Jesus was interested in welcoming and giving it another year and insisted that there is such blessing when we offer words of welcome, hospitality, not only to people, to our relationship, but to our world, to our surrounding. And so Jesus used also in this scripture the least used illustration of giving a cup of water as an act of welcome. I don't know about you, maybe you can think of the smallest cup available in your household or when you come to church. I think the smallest cup that I can recall in the church is when I served communion in those small cups. Do you remember that? In small cups? I served communion one time. I'm not sure whether it's a retirement community or to the veterans. And when I started communion, and one of the gentlemen talked to me, "Hey, Pastor, that's a nice shot glass." Well, I said, "Well, not exactly a shot glass, but it's a communion cup." But can you imagine that Jesus started to use the least of these things? And he said, if you can only offer the smallest of all things, it will make a difference because of the way we share our lives together. Now, I'm not really a fan of Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts or Panera for that matter, but I go there once in a while. I remember going to Starbucks some time ago. I don't know how many years ago. So I was not familiar with ordering, and so you know how difficult it is, right, when people behind you, there's 10 people, they want to order something, and you are there and looking at the menu for different kinds of coffee. And so finally, after about 10 minutes or so, and trying to figure out what I want to order, I said, "Well, give me a medium something." And then I saw the barista pull out the cup. It's large or grande. I said, "No, I did not order medium. I did not order grande medium. And she just looked at me because apparently during that time, a medium really is a grande. And all I had was spare change in my car, and I just want to use all of these for a cup of coffee. But then I realized, you know, we always tend to underestimate when we take a look at the bigger picture about the generosity of God. We are wired for thirst. Our body needs water to get going, and your body will tell you. You can be weary. There's going to be waves of worry. Dehydrated hearts send desperate messages to all of us. You know, people say they are spiritual, but then there are many people say, "Well, we are spiritual, but we are not really interested in the life of the community called the church." But the scripture really reminds us that the church is the body of Christ. We are the community of faith. Facebook is your friend, but Facebook is not the church. Because when you are in the throes of pain or in the midst of meeting your God, who's going to be there to hold your hands except those who have experienced pain, or except those who have experienced the pain of others? That's the body of Christ coming together, called the church, offering a welcoming spirit. This welcoming spirit is part of who we are. When St. Paul, for example, sought to provide an offering to the church in Jerusalem, he wrote to the church in Corinth and the church in Macedonia, and he said, "Can you pray for our brothers and sisters in Jerusalem?" When individuals were healed or were fed, they were led into the presence of the church. In the scripture reader that we read from the Old Testament, when Abraham brought Isaac on that mountain and the fire was going on for the sacrifice, Isaac was worried and he looked to Abraham, "Father, where is the sacrificial lamb that you promised?" And Abraham simply said to Isaac, "The Lord will provide." We celebrated baptism today. And as I mentioned this morning, the water of baptism that flowed from the river Jordan is the same water that flowed through our community. Our humble response to a holy God. The bread and the juice from the fruit of the vine are both given to remind us, all of us, that he gave his precious life so that all may live. Who knew that the simple act of breaking the bread and drinking the juice from the fruit of the vine will change how we worship? And today is also the week when the nation celebrates Independence Week. People are remembered, words are repeated, history recreated with pomp and circumstance. There are church bells that ring with the belief that this nation will continue to flourish when we extend that whole idea that welcoming spirit is a gift from God. You know, in our nation, there is plenty of work to be done. And God only knows what lies ahead. But we must nourish one another, weep with one another if so needed, touch one another, rejoice with one another, watch out for one another, but as a nation, giving thanks with one another. And our faith is riches, and our faith is our richest treasure and the source of our deepest joy. That is the best. That is the best that we can offer, not only to our community, but as an expression of our thanksgiving to God. To welcome one another as Christ welcomes all of you. Amen.